Chapter 2. Point to the sky, point to the ground, point to the ocean all around. Spin your top, all fall down. Children's rhyme, traditional. Coral Isles. His name was not Sooth, but the Marlazan recruiting officer at the station, kept open year-round just north of the Dol Hon lands, shortened it into that, and so he was entered into the official Marlazan rolls. He didn't care. Names others chose to call one did not matter. People would use whatever forms of address they wished. These were merely terms imposed from without. For Suthal Ani, the only thing that really mattered was what one named oneself. And perhaps it was this indifference to names and the petty rivalries and contests for status among the new recruits, male and female, that prevented Sooth from attracting yet another name, a nickname to be used within the ranks, like so many of the recruits. Dim, Worm, Lard, Roach, or Thumbs. He joined because of the stories of great battles up north, but when he got there, all the fighting was over. Only the talking remained, too much talking for his liking. Boasting and storytelling. The cheap puffery of those who were cowards on the field, for only those who ran or hid from the fighting could have survived the slaughters they described. Now he and a handful of recruits had been assigned their squads. After basic training on the march, he, Dim and Lard ended up in the 17th Squad, 4th Company, 2nd Division, Marlazan 4th Army, encamped in the hills and coastline around the capital city, Unta. He felt privileged. Instead of squatting under ponchos or makeshift tents in the rain, the 17th actually inhabited a thatch-roofed fisherman's cottage, either abandoned or seized. He wondered if perhaps the reason the squad rated such luxury was the man who met them in the night and beating downpour just outside its doorway. He wore a battered Janzarian cuirass with scaled armoured sleeves. A well-worn longsword hung peace-strapped at his belt. The rain ran down the male coif under his plain iron helmet. Pale, mild eyes looked them up and down from beneath the dark rim of that helmet. "Welcome to the 17th," the man said in a surprisingly soft voice. He spoke the common imperial dialect.